T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Lot going on in the world of sports. Busy, busy, and bustling, and exciting. Mike Max, Sports to the Max, sports extraordinaire on our newsline. What about that Wild game last night, Maxie? Oh, holy smokes.
It's certainly as good an opener as they've had in the history of their friends. I can't remember if it's the first year that they came into existence, if they won the opener against Dallas, or if that was later on that they beat Dallas. But, you couldn't ask for anything more.
No.
You had a beautiful day out there. I had a chance to go out to XL yesterday and visit with the fans, and there was it wasn't the same excitement as you've seen in years past, only because, there's still COVID concerns, and so you don't want mass gatherings, and certainly when you had a mass shooting less than a block away, you've got to consider that. But it was just a gorgeous day. People were happy to be back, and then to have a game turn out like that, down 5-3, and they score 2 goals to tie it, and they win it in overtime, and Joel Eriksson-Ek ends up with a hat trick in the process, and Zuccarello has a couple of goals, so that line, again, scores 5 of the 6 goals, that electric line. I mean, it was as good a hockey, exciting a hockey game it's not possible to get it any more exciting than that. They scored on a 3-on-2 with Kaprizov involved. I mean, everything you'd want they laid out last night at St. Paul was as if they were vindicated for having to sit for so long. Mm. And all that pent-up frustration came out in one night, and it just, you're not going to see many like that. There are not many regular season games that you remember for a long time. I think people remember that one for a long time if they were there.
Yeah, Jimmy said there was something for everyone. There was a little fight. There was overtime.
Man, they got chippy. Yeah, I mean, they got after it. You know, Winnipeg is kind of when we last left them, because last year they didn't play Winnipeg because they're from Canada and they played their own division. But that was kind of the makings of a little rivalry there. They play each other in the playoffs once, and they people drive from Winnipeg down to St. Paul when they play, or at least Winnipeg fans do, because there's a lot up there by the border. So it was kind of the closest thing that they've had to a rivalry of late. And Marcus Foligno dropped the gloves, the assistant captain, to make a statement. It did. Jimmy said it had everything last night.
Yeah. All right. Tonight now, we're looking ahead just a bit. The Minnesota Timberwolves opener should be a fun night.
Yeah, should be a fun night. Houston Rockets come to town, and I think there's still lots of good seats available. I think that'll be the next storyline you're going to see here, is that there's going to be a lot of good tickets available for the Wolves and the Wild and all Gopher sports, as people kind of settle in and decide whether or not they want to partake or not. But that being said, I'm really looking forward to watching Anthony Edwards in year two. He is such an extraordinary athlete, an extraordinary talent, and he seems like he's got an aptitude to want to learn and a hunger to try to get better and all those things. And when somebody that athletic wants to get better, you sit back and watch. So it's going to be interesting to see how they work players in and out, who they expect, who they lean on. And as time goes on, I've said it all along, D'Angelo Russell and what his role will be, or whether or not he can be a part of this team, I think, is the other question that you're going to have to answer.
Now, Mike, we're going to talk to Sachin Gupta, the Timberwolves Vice President of Basketball Operations, at 8:20. Do you want me to ask him anything for you? Like, is he going to buy you a Murray Steak certificate? Because
he's just trying to keep the job right now. And,
yeah.
Kind of got a vote of approval certainly from Glenn Taylor the day that they made the move. And, of course, he replaces Gerson Rosas after that debacle. I think the question is what say does he have in the culture of this team, and then how much does he communicate with Chris Finch on that end, because this is all new to him too.
All right, Mikey, so 6:30 pregame tonight for the Wolves at the Target Center, right?
Yep, 7 o'clock tip-off, all right here on WCCO all season.
That's right. And then we're going to talk high school sports coming up in the next hour, if you don't mind.
You got it.
All right, that is Mike Max, Sports the Max every night when there's not a sporting event on, 6:30 to 9. It is 7:45 on News Talk 830 WCCO. Good morning.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.